Let us turn to God's Word. Psalm 78. First of all, Psalm 78. And I draw your attention to the question in verse 19. Now, the context of the question is one of unbelief, because the unbelievers ask this question. But the question is good, and it can be asked also with a good heart and a right heart. And it is in that sense that we ask it, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Thinking about this table and thinking about ourselves as sinners, we are in the wilderness because we're sinners, and we don't deserve any of God's mercies, and we are barren and dry, and we've made ourselves barren and dry by our sin, by our depravity. Do you remember the lost sheep that went astray, left the flock and went astray? The Lord went out to find it, but where did he find it? It was in the wilderness. He had to go into the wilderness to find the lost sheep. And all we like sheep have gone astray, and our sin has put us into the wilderness. And we have to ask this question, can God furnish a table in the wilderness for us? So unworthy, undeserving. We have to ask ourselves a question. And this is the answer, isn't it? This table before us. Psalm 23. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Psalm 23, verse 5, thou preparest a table. There's the answer. There's the answer. Can God furnish a table for us sinners in the wilderness? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And this table is a symbol of that. I mean, the Lord didn't furnish this table as a joke to mock us. This table sets forth the reality of this verse and the answer to that question to us sinners. I hope we don't forget we're sinners. But thou preparest a table before me, in the presence of mine enemies. Four things about that expression. There's a provision, first of all. A table. The table speaks of provision. And there is a provision for us. This table speaks of the provision that we need. Now, we have our tables at home every day, and that furnishes the provision for our bodies. But we are more than body. We're body and soul. And we're more than just creatures. We're sinners. We're sinners. And we need the provision that deals with all of that. And we have to ask, can God furnish a table for that? For that need, for the need of sinners? That deals with their sin, that deals with the eternal life, that answers for all their guilt. And yes, there is a provision. There's a table. The gospel oftentimes is pictured as a provision that the king has made. And that's what the Calvary is. It's a provision. It's a provision of Jesus Christ crucified for our sins. He's the provision. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the provision for your sins in the wilderness. This is my body is broken for you. This is my blood which is shed for you. It's a provision. It's the only provision. It's the only provision that will answer your needs in the wilderness. And Jesus Christ is the answer for our sins. He's a provision. He's a provision. A table. A table. Not only is there the provision, there's a provider. Thou preparest a table. You know, we can all go home and make our own dinner, set our own table, feed our own bodies, but we can't do anything for our souls. We can't set the table for the forgiveness of sins. We can't set the table for the gift of eternal life. We can't do a thing. We're in the wilderness. Can God provide a table? Yes, thou providest the table. God did it. It's all of grace. It's all of God. Thou preparest. Who is the thou here? The Lord is my shepherd. And who is the shepherd? The Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. This is him preparing the table. He's the one who... It's called the Lord's table. Rightly so. It's not the church's table. It's not the church's provision. It's the Lord's provision and the Lord's table, and he set it up. And he set it up to signify the provision that he has set up for our souls. In fact, he's the provision himself. He provides himself because he's on the table. The bread and the wine, the body and the blood, he provides himself. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. He provided himself. So there's a provision and there's a provider. But there's also a proximity before me. The Lord didn't hide it away. He didn't make it distant and far to get to. And God furnished a table in the wilderness. Thou preparest a table before me. I don't have to get to it. He's brought it to me. I don't have to ascend into heaven. I don't have to do this and do that and do the other. He's set it before me in his grace. I just have to eat. Eat his body and drink his blood. Just have to believe in him and trust in him. He's set it before me. It's before you, brothers and sisters. He's not a savior far off. He's near. Right before your face. You just reach out. Take him, trust him, hold him. A savior before me. But there's also a preservation, powerful preservation, in the presence of mine enemies. You see, the Lord's not only saying that he sets a provision before us, he says it's never going to be taken away. And who would take away your provision? Your enemies. Your enemies would do that. The enemies of your soul, Satan, and the ungodly who don't love the Lord Jesus. They are the enemies of our soul. But the Lord says, I just set the table up in the midst of thine enemies. And he says, sir, the cup runneth over, so they don't touch it. They can't touch it. And brethren and sisters, the provision of the cross can never be taken away from us. It can never be removed from you. It's always before you. And you can always partake of it. And you can always find the forgiveness of your sins. And you can always receive grace in Jesus Christ. You can always come again and be washed. It's always there. Perpetual cleansing. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It can't be taken away. It's preserved in the presence of mine enemies. So this table, it's never taken away from us. The elders ensure that this table's always here and it's there every week for us. Now the table itself, that's not saving, you know that. It's just a symbol. But just as this table isn't taken away from you as a flock of God here, it's always there for you. So the real provision can't be taken away from you. There's always washing for you, child of God. There's always forgiveness. Always the needs met in Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd.